should resign. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tweeted about the Labor Secretary because of his old ties to the new case against Jeffrey Epstein, a wealthy ex-investment banker now jailed in New York City, accused of paying underage girls to have sex. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Pelosi called the plea deal an unconscionable agreement and also said President Trump was aware of that deal when Secretary Alex Acosta was appointed to his current job. Acosta was a U.S. attorney in Miami in 2008 when he helped Epstein secure a secret plea deal that resulted in an 18-month sentence, of which he served 13 months. The deal was criticized as lenient because he could have faced life in prison and his alleged victims weren't told about it. The Washington Post reports the deal also allowed Epstein to leave prison and work from his office 6 days a week. Dave.
Antonia, Epstein has in the past had social ties with President Trump, whose attorney Rudy Giuliani says
his real close friend was Bill Clinton. I mean, he's the one who traveled on planes with him. Went all over with him.
Now, former President Clinton put out a statement. He hasn't spoken to Epstein in over a decade, and he knew nothing about the terrible crimes. House Speaker Pelosi is also upset about the White House not giving up on the citizenship question for the 2020 census, working on a way to undo the Supreme Court's block.
Make America white again. They want to make sure that people, certain people, are counted.
Now, Democrats contend fearful immigrants here illegally will skip filling out the census, and the House will consider holding Attorney General Barr and Commerce Secretary Ross in contempt of Congress for not handing over documents that would reveal the real reason for the question. Now, counsel to the president, Kellyanne Conway, just countered on Fox a few minutes ago.
What are you afraid of? Why wouldn't you want to know?
President Trump just tweeted a few moments ago, the wacky UK ambassador to the U.S. is a very stupid guy. But British Prime Minister Theresa May says Kim Derrick has her full support after leaked memos revealed that Derrick called the Trump administration dysfunctional and inept. This is Fox News.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Black Friday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's Small Business Technology Advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/small business.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip. Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
There is one less runner in the crowded Democratic race for president, Eric Swalwell, who got into the first debate but barely registered in the polls and didn't raise a lot of money, dropped out. He's headed back to Congress.
Today ends our presidential campaign.
And with that, California Congressman Eric Swalwell becomes the first Democrat to bow out of the race. More than 20 candidates remain, Swalwell not hinting who might get his support.
I don't know yet. I'm really impressed by this. Field.
One thing's for sure, though.
Whoever we send to that debate stage with President Trump is going to have to be able to take a punch, throw a punch, and then unite the country.
The four-term congressman will seek re-election to his House seat next year. In a tweet, fellow California lawmaker and White House hopeful Kamala Harris calls Swalwell a fighter. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Another member of Congress is now an independent.
Michigan Congressman Justin Amash formally withdrew from the House Republican conference Monday, days after announcing he's leaving the GOP. Amash has been a frequent critic of President Trump and is the only Republican to call for an impeachment inquiry against the president, making him persona non grata in the conference. Amash now says he'll run for re-election as an independent in his Grand Rapids district, but also hasn't ruled out a presidential run against Mr. Trump next year. Amash adds he's become disenchanted with partisan politics and is frightened by what I see from it. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are lower ahead of today's trading. There could be some more selling. A New York Met is baseball's home run king. Pete Alonso won the home run derby on ESPN.
I'm just so excited. I'm just happy that I could donate some money to the causes that I want to do. I want to donate 5% of this money to the Wounded Warriors and 5% to Tunnels to Towers.
Alonso won $1 million, nearly double his salary. He beat fellow rookie Toronto's Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in the final round. Tonight is baseball's all-star game. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
That was the best segment of an All-Star game I've ever seen.
Yeah.
The best ever. What happened between Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Joc Pederson? I've never seen anything like it. It was stunning, and whatever they're winding the baseballs with, yeah, go ahead, keep winding it. Make it as hard as a golf ball. I guess that's okay, because they say, you know, Justin Verlander said the ball's harder and jumps, and so he's given up 26 home runs, which is unbelievable. So there's that, a lot of home runs in baseball. They're either juicing or they're changing the ball. And there must be some factory somewhere in the world where you can get somebody to talk, are you changing the way you make the baseball?
Right.
Because they're either juicing or they're changing the ball.
They're just winding it tighter.
I don't know. Joe Maddon, the Cubs manager, said it felt like a Titleist. It felt like a golf ball, which would beg the question, doesn't that make it more dangerous for the pitcher, the line drive? Good morning. That was an amazing home run derby last night. If you missed it,
312 total or something.
It was a stunning number, and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit 91 home runs and did not win. He hit 91 home runs.
That's great.
That's more than three teams
so
in Major League Baseball.
That. And to see the kids lined up in the outfield.
Oh, I know. No, it's pretty cool. Hey, good morning. The news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Attorneys for convicted murderer Brent Christensen said during the penalty phase that prosecutors conducted a covert foreign investigation resulting in, quote, secret interviews, end quote, and secretly gathered video while being assisted by Chinese law enforcement. They asked that the videos be banned from presentation to the jury. Paris police arrested Chad LaBaume for injuring someone during a home invasion near Jasper Street and Central Avenue. Police said LaBaume broke into the home and started fighting a man who lived there. He was arrested for home invasion with bodily injury. Champaign's Board of Education approved Andy O'Neill as Director of Special Education, Janelle Baskett, Director of K-8 Teaching and Learning, Principal Jason Pope at Bottenfield Elementary, Assistant Principal Christina Ray at Westview Elementary, and Assistant Principal Jacqueline Teague at Booker T. Washington STEM Academy. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Hey, it's David Nelson with the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. When you work with us on your home loan, you get a full team of experts. Take Chuck, for example. Chuck's coworker told him to email his son-in-law for the best loan service. Chuck emailed, and never heard back. Don't grow frustrated with a company that doesn't care or have the time. Don't be Chuck. Come see me and the team at Illinois National Bank for your next home loan.
Illinois National Bank. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. David's NMLS is 1718338.
Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing in Champaign, Cunningham and Havana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. Up to 89, down to 71 with partly cloudy conditions. 90 the high tomorrow. 50% chance of rain later, low 66 on Wednesday night. Partly cloudy on Thursday with a high 81, low 61. 86 on Friday, 91 on Saturday. So the cooler spot of the week is on Thursday. Right now the temperature is at 70. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, so the home run derby was very entertaining. I enjoyed it on my ESPN. Tonight's All-Star game, you'll have to tell me how it goes. Because, again, I'm in the dark. I don't get Fox anymore. Game is on Fox tonight. Also, Channel 3 News. We talked at length about all of that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
How there's this dispute with Nexstar and AT&T, essentially, because they own DirecTV. And the options that are available. Apparently, Hulu is worth looking into. Sling television?
Yes, that was brought up yesterday.
Trying to figure out, again, how you would make it through the fall without Channel 3, which is your golf and football, among other things. And then Fox, where there's a lot of football on Fox. So just trying to navigate for all of you with Comcast or Dish or Media something in Toronto.
MediaCom,
yeah,
yep.
I think you're all fine. Doesn't affect you, so good for you. But All-Star game tonight, I would have it on, but it's not a must-watch thing for me. It is fun to see the home run derby, to see the immense power of these folks and how far they hit the baseball. This Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is 20 years old. His dad won the home run derby like 2 decades ago, and he hits it just a mile and a half. It's unbelievable how far he hits the ball. He's a big kid. But it was fun. This Jock Peterson, amazing how far he hit it. Anyway, pretty entertaining last night if you enjoyed it all. A lot of home runs. All right, the Brett Christensen sentencing phase underway. They were back in Peoria yesterday. They heard the young Chinese scholar. She was on video doing a song. Apparently she loved the guitar and singing, and she and her boyfriend would be at karaoke places doing that. She was lonely here. She bought a guitar, used guitar shortly after she arrived in Champaign-Urbana. It was in her closet. She had not played it a lot because she had been pretty busy. And the prosecution trying to show how cold and calculated a murder it was. And the argument is simply, he's going to die in jail. The question is when. Is it going to be a government-appointed time, or is it going to be by natural causes or something? He'll die behind bars. So the jury will have to make this decision based on, I guess, I mean, if you murder somebody, you murder somebody, right? But this is, I guess you have to show mitigating circumstances where it's really mean and torturous and all these other horrific things to make you say, well, this is why we have the death penalty.
Well, I heard Christensen's father is taking the stand a little later this week.
And they're showing that he's had problems through his life. And when he was 15, he walked out and ran into a van and was uncontrollable and was worried he was going to hurt somebody. He's responsible for the death of this young woman. It was awful. It was premeditated. It was horrific. And my argument at this point is I really don't know. I'm glad I'm not on the jury because I don't know. My basis of life is the Bible, and I really am not clear what God would do with this. I think God would – I think we are to seek justice, and I think it would be justice if in this case he had the death penalty, because when would you ever use it if you're going to have it? Now, it's not allowed in Illinois, but this is a federal case. So it's a Fed deal, so it's a U.S. thing. All you have to do is have one juror have a moral conflict, and it's over. He'll be life in prison.
That's
I would
right.
think, and who knows? I don't have any clue. But I would think that the chances of 12 people, based on their decision, the defense knew what they were doing. All along, they were going to say, yeah, he did it, but we got to spare his life. So they probably picked, hoping they'd have an empathetic person on that jury that would say, I'm not comfortable with that. All it takes is one.
Yep.
We'll see what happens as that unfolds and hopefully, thankfully, in soon. And again, our prayers are with their family, the family of Yin Yang Zhang, who came here to get her advanced degree and was, by all accounts, energy, wonderful young lady. And it's just heartbreaking all the way around.
If you ever have any input, 359-2255. I know, Stevie, I woke up and came to work, and I got this nice message from Sue that says, good morning, I moved to Springfield about a month ago from Monticello. I enjoy watching you and Diane on YouTube. It's helped me in the transition, but I can't do that any longer. I do hope you are going to be back on YouTube soon. I didn't realize that camera shot of your head, Stevie, was so riveting for our viewers.
It's not just of my head.
Okay.
It's of my body.
That's too. Right. Okay.
But my head more prominent because of the awful angle we have on this thing. Anyway, Sue.
It says, I hope you will be back on soon. You two start my day with a lot of energy, and you two are better than vitamins. God bless you.
Well,
both.
Thank you, Sue. And you told her we could stream,
yes.
right?
But she wants to actually
see us physically, which is about as exciting as watching a goldfish. But we appreciate that. We put it up here for a reason. I didn't think anybody actually watched.
Exactly.
But we'll reset it. I don't know what's wrong.
Yeah, we'll tell our guy Scott about
that. Scott will fix it.
Mm-hmm.
He fixes everything.
That's right.
We're going to talk to our friend Boyd Matheson, who's in some place in Idaho, former chief of staff for Mike Lee. He said all of Joe Biden's guys should have been fired after the first debate. But Boyd's an interesting guy and the opinions editor for the Deseret News in Salt Lake City, Utah. So all that will be coming up. We'll check your sports headlines, though, next, 714. You can text in or call 359-2255. Same number. Back in a moment.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, 716. Now we check Sports Headlines, ESPN 93.5.
It is amazing how far these balls are going. Somebody should look into how tightly wound our baseballs are for the home run derby.
Well, they said that,
a special ball.
They say that in the 90s, too, and they were juicing. So could it be that people, I don't know, because there are ways to beat the system, too. Maybe they figured that out. I don't know.
I mean, on Guerrero, 424 feet? That's crazy.
Well, no, they're
488 feet?
Yeah, they're 470s, 480s. I don't know if anybody touched 500, but a couple hit the scoreboard.
No, there was one that was 462.
Crazy. And now they're talking launch angles, and we've accepted the fact that you don't need to get a single anymore. You can strike out. It's okay. So it's been a bit of an evolution. I don't know. I just know that we're in pace to hit the most home runs by a lot in Major League Baseball history this year.
That's right. In fact, our Redbird recap revolves around the home run derby.
Major League Baseball's All-Star game is tonight, and Paul DeJong will be representing the Cardinals. The Redbirds, 44-44 at the break, just two games out of the National League Central lead. But the Cardinals All-Star shortstop says he knows there's more work to be done, and the Cardinals wish that was shown both in Cleveland for tonight's game and in the standings.
We all wanted to have a big group here, and you know, it's definitely something we're going to work towards next year. We got some great players, some great prospects on our team to be able to make a chance to be here next year. So for us, it's about trying to play well as a group, and when we play well as a group, that's when we get that recognition. The Dodgers, obviously, the Cubs, some of these teams have some star power just like we do, but they seem to put it all together a little bit better.
The All-Star game is tonight in Cleveland. Pete Alonso of the Mets beating Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in the finals of the Home Run Derby. The Cardinals off until Friday when they take on the Diamondbacks at Busch Stadium. I'm Chris Raby for the Cardinals Radio Network.
The Cardinals host the Astros July 26th through the 28th and celebrate the 15-year anniversary of the 2004 NL Championship team presented by Heartland Coca-Cola. Friday, it's the 2004 Mystery Player Jersey Giveaway, courtesy of Cooper Tires. Saturday, the 2004 National League Champions Mystery Player Ring, courtesy of Edward Jones. And Sunday wraps up the celebration with the first ever Cardinals triple bobblehead presented by Coca-Cola and Dierbergs. Tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
And the Cardinals will face Arizona on Friday. That's a 7:15 start. Chicago Cubs will play Pittsburgh's Pirates. That's a 1:20 start on Friday.
Put a little asterisk on that.
Okay.
That's when Joe Maddon had to be held back. He was so mad about Pittsburgh throwing at his guys.
Yes.
Said, I can't wait till we play him at home.
Uh-oh.
So watch out. And the umpires will actually, if they're not listening to me now on streaming, they'll remember what Joe Maddon said. And that could be worth watching, because Pittsburgh's not going to take it either. So, you know, Cubs crowd the plate sometimes. Anthony Rizzo's all over the plate. And if throw inside, you're going to hit him.
Yeah.
And so Joe's not having it. So it'll be fascinating to see how that series turns out.
Going into the All-Star break, the Cubs are 47-43.
Yeah, they're disappointed, but they're the team still, I think, in the Central. Here's your weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana. For the past 35 years, WattsCopy.com.
Up to 89, down to 71, partly cloudy conditions. Partly cloudy to start on Wednesday, high 90. 66 are low in the evening with a 50% chance of shower. showers coming our way. On Thursday, we've got a high 81, low 61, partly cloudy. Sunshine with a high 86 Friday, 91 for Saturday and Sunday. 71 now, ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign. Where
partnerships are built on trust?
Find them at
ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Sometimes we have a fill-in-the-blank quiz, and sometimes you blank out.
Okay.
720 ESPN 93.
I got you, Stevie.
Thank you.
From the Fox Business Network, a lot of selling on world markets in Europe. Investors spooked by a warning from BASF, which is the world's largest chemicals company. BASF cutting its full-year profit forecast by up to 30%, blaming a slowdown in the automotive industry and the trade war between the U.S. and China. Now, there's a tentative move to resuscitate those talks, which have been on ice for about 2 months now, but analysts say the same sticking points between the U.S. and China remain. A bright spot on Wall Street today could be PepsiCo, up in the pre-market after second quarter profit and revenue topped expectations. Billionaire Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic plans to go public by the end of the year, and investment banks Piper Jaffray and Sandler O'Neill merging in a deal valued at $485 million. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
Didn't have electricity then, so I don't know. Enjoy your summer free from financial worries. You work toward achieving your financial goals. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of their many convenient locations. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured. May lose value. No bank guarantee. Well, Eric Swalwell is out of the campaign.
Okay.
Now they're 24.
Okay.
Eric Swalwell never said anything that made sense that I ever heard.
I see.
Except he said there should be some federal crime for hurting a journalist. I'd actually kind of be in on that. Journalists are getting pounded these days, and I know it doesn't help when the president says fake news. There's no question about it. I was talking to somebody recently. I think a lot of people blame Donald Trump for everything. But the fact of the matter is some of the coverage has been terrible from the standpoint of objectivity. The journalist that I would define is a journalist that does the news, that tells me the facts to the news, does not taint it, does not persuade me in any way. It gives me the facts, whether it's Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, Socialist, whatever it is, tell me the story.
Yep.
Let me decide.
Yes.
Now, if you're an editorial person, then you give me your opinion. That's fine. What happens is you get blurred in the Rachel Maddows and Sean Hannity's of the world. You're thinking that's just straight news. It's opinion.
Oh, it's opinion.
It's opinion, and that's fine, too. But you have to understand that Brett Baer from 5 to 6 Central Time on Fox is a news hour.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty doggone good. In fact, best one I've seen. They give you the stories, and then they have people from both sides talking about it. But a journalist needs to cover it and not say anything that would opinionate it, and that's just not happening anymore. It's pretty much presented as the president is this awful ogre Hitler type guy that only likes white people. And it isn't true. So that reality is the basis of the left's arguments and criticism. And I think they're factually wrong. So we'll see. Eric Swalwell out of the debate. We'll talk to our friend Boyd Matheson coming up here in just a couple of moments.
It says in the debate he challenged former Vice President Joe Biden.
Well, he said, you know, time to pass the torch. That's what Joe Biden said 30 years ago. Now it's time to pass the torch.
I see.
And Joe Biden said, hey, I'm still carrying the torch. So, yeah, I'm still sticking with my no white, old, and then men in that old order.
Right.
So
it's challenging.
I think Kamala Harris has some momentum. I think that people that think socialism is going to work better are simply not understanding it. Saw somebody talking about that here recently, and the quote was, it all begins with such great promise and ends in such misery. And you don't have to make it up. You can go look at socialism and communism and see how that works. You're not a soul. You're a tool of the government, and you're probably the reason this all happened. Because you're greedy and evil, and if you have too much land, we'll just take it from you. Because we have to redistribute. Why would you need that much? It's just completely 360 degrees away from where we were founded on principles of roll your sleeves up wherever you're from, bring me your tired and poor. You know what they went through at Ellis Island? If your butt was sick, they put you back on the boat.
I know it.
You've got to have a system. This whole open border thing, well, it's not open borders. Yes, it is. It is open border. It is absolutely open border. It is unbelievable. And if that gets elected, we're not going to like the direction. It's not going to happen immediately. But the direction of a socialism kind of a system, it's democratic socialism. It's socialism. It's communism.
Good for the people at the top making the decisions about where the money's going.
If you get to be on the Politburo, it is a good gig, but you've got to be at the very tippy top or you're on the outside looking in. And fascism is what's going on. Fascism is when I get in your face physically and shout you down and beat you up and hurt you because you're saying things I don't like.
That's right.
That's fascism, and that's happening with Antifa. Why isn't Antifa labeled a domestic terrorist group? You can't cover up in all black and be your identity hidden and then go hurt people. You see that almost commonly. What are we thinking? I think most of America understands all this. I really, really do. I think the people that are doing some of this stuff in the far, far left are extreme. I think they're single digits. But it makes it feel bigger because it gets so much coverage. I think everybody now that has some common sense is going, wait a minute, guys, what are we thinking? What are we doing here? Crazy. Text in if you'd like, 359-2255, 359-2255.
There was an entry in the parade for the 4th of July when I was calling that out between the Memorial Stadium and the State Farm Center. And, you know, they had a lot of protesting going on as they went by. I had a paragraph to read about their mission, but nobody could hear me because they were shouting so loud.
What were they objecting to?
And just the immigration thing.
Okay.
So.
How you could... I don't know even what to say about that.
I know.
I mean, my policy is so clear. The Dreamers, you have a path to citizenship. They came here when they were four and didn't make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
You stop the holes in your boat, and then you get the water out. The bad ones you get rid of, and you jail. But you have to have a system. I don't know how anyone could argue with, just come legally.
Right.
Why is that so outlandish? News and weather next.
Fox confirms the House is expected to vote on holding Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in criminal contempt for withholding documents about efforts to add a citizenship question to next year's census.
House Democrats want to punish the officials for defying a subpoena for documents they believe could shed light on the Trump administration's motive for asking a citizenship question. The Justice Department says it has a new legal team reviewing options for adding the question, including an executive order by the president, a move that could face legal challenges.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. The first dropout of the Democratic Party presidential race, California Congressman Eric Swalwell says he's ending his campaign.
It is the beginning of an opportunity in Congress with a new perspective shaped by the lives that have touched mine and our campaign throughout these last 3 months.
It was polling around 1%. This is Fox News.
Local news with Rich Hancock filling in for Jamie Monticelli this week. Brought to you this morning by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook online. ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign County Crime Stoppers are asking for the public's help solving several vehicle burglaries last month in Northeast Champaign. A series of vehicle break-ins took place in the Ashland Park subdivision between 5 p.m. Tuesday and 9:15 a.m. Wednesday, June 26th. Contact Crime Stoppers at 217-373-8470 or 373tips.com. A former Danville High student is suing the school district, claiming they didn't protect him from being victimized by a teacher in June 2018. The suit was filed on behalf of the unnamed student. The Illinois Department of Agriculture says the pathogen that causes sudden oak death has been confirmed in ornamental plants at 10 Walmart stores and one Hy-Vee. The issue first emerged with rhododendrons at an Indiana Walmart in late May. It's a plant pathogen that causes an invasive tree-killing disease and has been found in Illinois. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work
Network is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
You know, I don't know what it is, but I like going to CMI.
Yeah.
Chemical Maintenance Inc. But why is that? It's a janitor.
It's nice because they have all the products.
Well, no, I don't.
Freshen things up.
Don't know if it's that. It's just, I think it's kind of cool to have the right tools to clean. They've got all your machines. I bought this long extender. It's a firm brush. You can get high spots, cobwebs.
Oh, I need to borrow that. I have cobwebs, too.
$5.
Okay.
I paid the full boat for it.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
You can call CMI Clean, or you go to CMIClean.com online. You can call them at 359-6262. Local owners, Betsy and Brad Parks. They've got all your cleaning
stuff.
Well,
there's the reason right there.
Well, they're fantastic.
Uh-huh.
It's CMIClean.com on Bloomington Road in Champaign, the coolest and best janitorial supply company in the world.
High near 90 today and tomorrow with partly cloudy conditions. Down to around 68 in the evening. There's a chance of rain later on Wednesday, partly cloudy, a little cooler for us on Thursday, high 81, low 61, back into the warmth, into the 90s by the weekend. Right now we're at 71 with the sunshine, ESPN 93.5.
He is the opinions editor for Deseret News. You need to go to Deseret.com. Boyd Matheson, very steeped in politics, a former chief of staff for one of our really cool senators, Mike Lee. He's in northern Idaho. Are you really on the dock this morning, or did you stay inside?
No, I am sitting on the dock of a bay.
That is
watching
nice.
The sunrise.
I need a little Otis Redding. Come
exactly.
on, man.
Yeah, come on now.
Last time we talked, you said everybody on Joe Biden's staff should be fired. Now what do you think?
Yeah, I still think they're not doing the former vice president a whole lot of favors. Just because they are running, they're turning into Jeb Bush's campaign from 2016. They kind of sit in their little cocoon, their little bubble, and they just assume that all of these little annoying, people around them that, think they can run for president, they'll basically all go away because they have a lot of money and they have the establishment of their party on their side, and so they're just assuming everything will be okay in the end, and so they're flailing a bit. You saw the apology tour of Joe Biden that continues to roll on, and so they're being very inconsistent. And again, it's that natural consulting instinct that drives me crazy that takes somebody and turns them into exactly what the American people do not want, a smart wimp.
Is he going to make it, Boyd, do you think?
I don't know. If I were in the Biden camp today, I would definitely be nervous because there are some legitimate contenders around him now. His stature has been undercut. They're not quite sure what to do with the Obama legacy, whether to embrace it or shun it, or try to recreate it. So again, they hesitate. And on the campaign trail, if you hesitate, if you vacillate back and forth, you're toast because things just move too fast. So suddenly they're finding themselves having to deal with, Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Kamala Harris and a host of others. Although with Representative Swalwell getting out, I'm not sure anybody knew he was really in. So that may be a tree falling in a forest. But anyway, there's a lot of real legitimate people out there that suddenly the Biden path has gotten much more difficult over the last couple of weeks.
You know, Eric Swalwell, does he fold up neatly the banners in back of his head for next time, or does he just toss it?
No, he is definitely one who will be back.
Now he had a proposal that would make it a federal crime to hurt a journalist. I kind of like that one.
All right, so he's one for 267.
That's right. All right, it's Boyd Matheson on the dock of the bay. He's in northern Idaho. It's always a pleasure. What do I make of Donald Trump's 47% approval? Is that shocking, or it's the highest of his presidency? He's doing pretty well. You wouldn't know it if you watch a whole lot of the media.
Yeah, and it's one of the things that I think has become really challenging in polling. Polling has become so much more difficult over the last couple of election cycles And so your trust in what those polls really mean is different, because really what it comes down to are the American people sitting around, and there's sort of, I call it the gut check factor. And that is when you're sitting at home and you're with your family, or you're looking at your family budget, and it really is the old Ronald Reagan question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And for a lot of Americans in real places, in real towns, in real neighborhoods, they're saying, well, you know, the economy's good. My job, for me personally, we're doing good. And that's never going to really reflect in the polls in a way that we're used to traditionally from traditional polls. And so President Trump has never had an extraordinarily high approval rating. He didn't have a high approval rating when he won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and as they pointed out a lot lately, at this point in the 2016 campaign, he wouldn't even have made the stage with the Democrats.
Yeah.
Because he was polling below 1%.
Yeah.
And Jeb Bush was at 23. So I don't think the Trump campaign is overly concerned about the polls. The numbers they worry about are jobs, the economy, and what's happening in local communities, not these, you know. We also have to remember, even on the Democratic side, national polls mean very little when you're running a primary race and then an electoral college race. It's just it's a different animal.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we get caught up in the sweeping national polls, but as you know very well, and as your listeners tune into you every day for, this is a community thing. This is a community, city, statewide kind of thing first before we deal with the national stuff.
Boyd Matheson, Kamala Harris, I'm going with my old white and men theory, so I'm down to her.
And I think your theory may prove out. And the fact that she's wicked smart helps her cause. And her ability to actually show that she can, despite being incredibly liberal, she has done a lot of bipartisan work. So she's not always framing things in terms of, I mean, she had a very clear strategy in taking on Joe Biden at the last debate. And again, opportunity always favors the prepared. She was prepared. Most everybody else was not. So it'll be interesting to see what she does in round two coming up here at the end of the month. How does she parlay that? Because what she has to do is parlay a good performance into boots on the ground,
yeah,
structure, strategy, organization in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and so on. So that's her big test, is can she parlay a nice moment into some actual forward movement? Right now, I haven't really seen any massive forward movement for anybody on the Democratic side. But Kamala Harris definitely had some motion. Now, can she parlay that into forward movement?
Yep. Boyd Matheson, he knows what he's talking about. He's the opinions editor, Deseret News, DeseretNews.com. Boyd, lastly, were you a fan of the movie Karate Kid?
Oh, of course. In fact, you'll be very happy to know, Stevie, that I recreated the, what do they call it, the swan kick. We were playing a game out here on the beach, and it was a critical moment of a critical game, and I went to the sweep the leg.
Well, because the reason I brought that up, Mr. Soccer Player, is you had your own Mr. Miyagi moment back in 1985 with this Mr. Yamaguchi, who told you, remember, elephants don't bite, but fleas do, and it was impactful on your life. I want that book. That's one of your books you've written. I mean, you had such wisdom out there given to you by a 95-year-old Japanese man. I found that fascinating.
Yeah, Stevie, yeah, you got to be careful what you're reading, man. No, it was one of those amazing moments. I was, I was a 21-year-old volunteer missionary over in Japan, and I met this just extraordinary man. We talked for hours about peak performance and human development and all of those fun things. And that was the very last thing he told me was, hey, all these other principles are great, but you got to remember, elephants don't bite, but fleas do. And it's so true. you know, it always comes down to the little things.
Yeah,
you know,
the
Olympic Games, it's the fraction of a second, a hundredth of a point, all of those kinds of things. It plays out in politics, but it plays out in our personal lives. It's the little things that we do every day. And to me, that's what makes America extraordinary. It's not coming from the marble halls of Congress. It's a neighbor helping a neighbor in need. That's a little thing that turns out to be a big thing. It's a fifth grader standing up to a bully for a classmate. That's a little thing. It's a big thing. It's a teacher that, you know, stays after, not paid, to help a, you know, a struggling student. We watched this in our community. We had, we may have remembered, we had our mayor of North Ogden, Brent Taylor, was killed in Afghanistan last year. And to watch the community rally around his wife and seven kids has just been an extraordinary thing. And that happens everywhere in this country, every single day. And to me, that's why I can very confidently say that while our politics has failed in America, America will not. And it's because of those little things. It's the people and what happens every day.
Boyd Matheson, how do people follow you? How do they find you?
They can go to DeseretNews.com or just on Twitter. They can go to @BoydMatheson.
Boyd Matheson on the dock here in Idaho, just looking out at the beautiful...
Sitting in the morning sun.
Hey, now we're talking.
Hey, buddy, I'll be in touch. Thank you for your time.
All the best.
Watching the ships roll in.
Number one in 1969. Otis Redding. Oh, yeah, huh? The dock in Idaho.
Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
All right, we'll check your sports coming up.
Fresh, local ingredients. A menu that inspires you. Atmosphere that sets the standard. An award-winning chef. And the finest creations in modern cuisine in central Illinois. Miga, specializing in sushi, Asian-influenced dishes, wine and cocktails. Miga.
Well, at Honda BMW, you can count on a few things. Number one, great service. Number two, unbelievable vehicles. And number three, they can be there for you 24/7. I don't know how many times I've texted Christian Wallace on a Sunday, like I do poor Steve Suderman. But generally, if I have a question, boom, they're back. That's just kind of what they do.
That's right.
It's not just for me. They'll do it for anybody. They're a customer. And as an award-winning dealer, you have to be good at all. You have to be able to check all the boxes. So when you say, well, where do I go to get a car? A, you want to trust them. They'll be very candid with the numbers. I don't think they make a lot on cars. I think they make some money on service. If they get you to keep coming back all the time, that's why they get it done right the first time when they do service. The haggling is a science when it comes to cars, because people go in there. You could probably write a book on some of the stuff that some of the folks at Honda BMW have gone through with people, and they're very patient. And they're not going to pressure you. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. Say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. They are terrific at what they do. Check your sports headline.
I've been around on these juiced balls. I didn't know. When you said juiced, I thought it was the guys taking steroids.
That's what I was saying. See, they're either juicing the players and they're getting away with testing and peeing in a jar, or the balls are wound differently, or whatever they do to make it harder.
The conversation started at the All-Star break 2015 when the home runs spiked up nearly 60% from 2014. So Justin Verlander is in this article about what a joke this is.
But by definition, if you're making the ball fly farther, wouldn't it be more dangerous for the line drive to the pitcher? Aren't you putting their life in danger by making it a harder baseball?
Or are they just using a different kind of ball that has something different about the center pill? it says in this article.
I don't know.
And is it just for this event?
There's probably somebody in a Caribbean island that can answer those questions. We just have to do a little investigative research.
There was a lot of home runs yesterday, especially from the New York Mets, Pete Alonso.
No. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit 91 home runs, which is more than the total of three baseball teams at the All-Star break. The whole team.
Right.
He hit 91 in the All-Star and didn't win. And the reason it was important is those guys that were in the finals only make $500,000 a year, which is a lot, but they got $1 million. It was $1 million prize. They doubled their salary for the year by winning that.
That's right.
They were serious. They wanted to win.
Exactly. So it's the American League versus the National League in Cleveland tonight. On to Wimbledon. Serena Williams taking on Alison Risk right now. It's a battle of the Americans in the quarterfinals right now. Serena was fined $10,000 for a court damage that she caused on a practice tennis court. Of course, turning 15 3 months ago, Coco Gauff is now out of Wimbledon. That's also trending. And what's she going to do next? 15 3 months ago, Steve.
No, it's just
Coco.
Amazing.
I know.
And I saw a picture of her. I've not seen her play tennis, Coco Gauff, but she doesn't look 15.
I know.
She looks 20, right? I mean, yeah. She's a fully developed.
I know.
Big kid.
Yeah.
And can thwack it, I guess. So.
Exactly. So that's sports.
All right.
I'm Diane Ducey.
It's 7:50. Going to talk with Dr. Todd Likens. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we are late on this, but I have a special offer. And today from our friend Shane at Rosati's.
Mm.
Everybody loves Rosati's.
You're right.
I just think of that extra cheese. You can get the thin, you can get the thick. Or ribeye steak salad sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you. We're going to take care of Rosati's $50 voucher. If you use it within 7 days, then give me a little feedback. Why don't you text in, think a little bit creatively this morning. Text in something easy. Text in me. And if you would have won by it, like a me one, it means you've not been there.
Hmm.
Might get special consideration.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, just text in me. 359-2255. Rosati's is near Crannard on campus.
Mm-hmm.
Parking's not as easy as you'd like it, but it's also not as bad as you think.
That's right.
Been down there, and there's all of a sudden two spots, you know.
Exactly.
And you can find. A little walking's okay, too.
That's
sometimes
right.
We think about walking a block, and it's like, oh, my gosh, we can't do that. Anyway, it's a great place. Shane does an outstanding job. I'm giving out $50 vouchers right now.
A few me ones from some of our rookies who've never been there.
All right. If you've not been to Rosati's, probably special consideration for the me ones. And again, it's on the honor system, and I'm not going to make you do a lie detector test or anything.
Sure.
359-2255. You want to go to Rosati's? $50. The me ones might get special consideration. Otherwise, just me, and you might win anyway. I'm going to do a bunch of these. It's my way of saying it's good. Go try it and then tell me what you think.
We text you after 9 to make sure you're all good.
Yep. We'll check in. 359-2255. Anyone?
Yes.
359-2255. Coming up this Sunday,
an exciting race in Champaign-Urbana is back for year 3. It's time for your Mile at the Pines Minute, and we're talking with race co-director Jan Seeley.
Track and cross-country teams from all over Champaign County will be running Mile at the Pines, an exciting event on Sunday, July 14th, starting at 6 p.m. on Philo Road, adjacent to the Pines Shopping Center in Urbana. Featuring 10 separate mile races run south to north on Philo Road, Mile at the Pines is a wave for runners of all ages. Best of all, proceeds will be donated to CU Schools Foundation.
Fitting for a summer race, commemorative beach towels with the race logo will be given to all entrants, and 3-deep age group awards presented in 16 groups.
And the post-race party with great food and drinks, plus the awards ceremonies, will take place right at the Pine Shopping Center. Get registered today. Online registration closes at midnight on Sunday, July 7th.
Mile at the Pines is sponsored by Meijer, Red Bicycle Ice Cream, Reynolds Towing, Papa John's, State Farm agent Anna Shopaw, Stevie J Broadcasting, the Atkins Group, and Riggs Beer Company. To learn more, visit mileatthepines.com.
I haven't had my teeth cleaned in years, but I don't like any of my current options. I wish there was another place I could go.
Live in Southern Champaign County? Need to schedule an appointment with a friendly, caring dentistry team? If you answered yes, you need to schedule an appointment with the new Tolono Family Dental in Tolono. When was the last time you had your teeth checked out? Do you have some pain in your mouth that won't go away? Then call Tolono Family Dental and get an appointment today. They're taking new patients now and serving all of Champaign County and beyond. Whether it's a checkup, a cleaning, a filling, or something a little more specific, the caring dentists, assistants, and hygienists at Tolono Family Dental will take care of you. 485-5760 is the number you need to call. That's 485-5760, 485-5760 to make an appointment today. Now offering $59 comprehensive exams and x-rays to all new patients without insurance. Tolono Family Dental, 202 P Street in Tolono.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
High 89, low 71, partly cloudy conditions. Partly cloudy to start tomorrow, and then high 90, low 66. A 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Hopefully, they won't damper our Wednesday evening concerts. We've had to adjust 3 weeks now. So we're at Ambucks Park with the DR Dixieland Band on Wednesday evening for our neighborhood nights. Let's hope we can do that. We've got a high 81 expected with partly cloudy conditions on Thursday. 71 now. ESPN 93.5.
Love talking dogs and cats with Dr. Todd Likens. You'll see his sign that says Pet Pro, Dr. Todd, right there at Madison, Kirby and Champaign, also by the police station. Muhammad, how are you, my friend?
Hey, we're doing good this morning. Okay. Got the dogs already asleep.
Man, guys, they're just so routine-like. It's unbelievable. Okay, so 4th of July, we had some runaway dogs. Is that what you're hearing?
Yep, I told you that you got to be careful with your doggies on the 4th. I know of at least 3 dogs that ran off during fireworks. So, and then several more people tell me the stories of dogs shivering and things like that. So, let's remember for next year, be careful with your doggies on the 4th.
Okay, so you provided me with some gel to kind of inject into the side of the cheek.
Right.
I gave both Charlie and Bella that on the 4th of July. I wasn't sure the staying power of it. I don't know how long it was supposed to last.
It's a few hours.
Okay, so it worked, I think, fine. It was hard to tell, but the other night, I think last night, the night before, boom, boom. I mean, there's a real show in my backyard. And Charlie's more upset because Bella's upset. I don't know if it bothers you. So Bella is like crawling all over. I mean, she just can't. So I got the last of that gel and I put it there and she was, you know, still beside herself. In about 20 minutes, she was fine. It was very helpful. Didn't go to sleep. It was just calming. And I would tell people next year to remember that Dr. Todd has the remedy for you if you want to calm your dog, because a lot of dogs are bothered by all those pops.
Yeah, the nice thing about the gels, it's fast. The tranquilizer pills, they take an hour or two to kick in, and by then it's already over.
Yep. Okay, so, dogs getting into water. I know Bella loves that as well. What's the danger there of swimming?
Well, I think God didn't do a great job designing dog ears, because the dog ear slopes down and then it bends and it slopes more and goes down more down to the eardrum. So if your dog goes swimming, it gets water in there. Now you've got a warm, wet environment, which is perfect for growing bacteria and yeast. So after swimming, ear care is important. So what is easy to do is you have cotton balls and rubbing alcohol, and you soak the cotton ball in the rubbing alcohol, then you squeeze that cotton ball into one ear. It'll go in and mix with the water in there to help dry the ear out. So that's important to do after swimming. Also, you know, the chemicals, no matter whether what type you're using, can be harsh on the skin. So it's a good idea to get the hose out and give them a good rinse off when you're done swimming for the day.
So lake water, it's certainly, and both chlorine and all bad, so you probably a little hose off, and then for sure the ears.
Yeah, and see, the lakes, another consideration is if your dog's swimming in lakes, I would think about making sure they're current on their leptospirosis shot. I love saying that word.
Wow.
It's commonly called lepto.
Okay.
Because that can be a killer disease, and there's a vaccine for that. So make sure your dog's current on that protection before you do lake swimming.
Yep. Okay. Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro, where do people find you?
Hey, just give me a call at 586-PETS or 355-PETS. Petpro.biz is the website, and there's connections there. And I don't know. Just flag me down and see me driving around.
Yeah, you're around. Thank you, my friend.
All right, see you guys.
Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro, ESPN 93.5. Your news coming up.